The New York City artist community was hit hard by Hurricane Sandy, which destroyed many works by current painters and sculptors. When the performance artist and composer Laurie Anderson peered into her basement, she saw her personal archive, decades of papers, props, and important artistic keepsakes floating. So, Anderson decided, as the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns now reports, to create a piece about it with the Kronos Quartet, titled Landfall.
"Look on the bright side," suggests Laurie Anderson in her dark, dryly ironic way. "At least I'll never have to sift through my old papers again, because they're destroyed. The cost is impossible to measure, and she's barely tried."
"I know now that I could never go back to a place where I'd been so sad."
The destruction of art feels particularly cruel. It destroys the past that it came from, the present that it defines, and precludes potential new insights from future generations. Cave paintings and ancient Egyptian statues have weathered millennia, but only a fraction of the great Renaissance-era music survived various library fires. Two-thirds of all silent films have been lost, and on and on. There's the struggle of creation, the labor of dissemination, the wild card of acceptance, and then a capricious act of God? But such a tragedy prompted Anderson to make more global observations in Landfall. Like most of her pieces, this one has a certain amiable meandering quality with her characteristically offbeat humor.
"You know, once I was hired to make a hotel lobby sound bigger than it was. Strange job, great job, very well-paying job. But here's the thing. People often judge the size of places, not on how big they look, but on how big they sound."
But her meditation on extinct species suggests, by implication, that we might go the way of the hognose skunk, many exotic parakeets, and the woolly mammoth. It is the way of the world. During much of Landfall, I felt like I was sinking into bottomless depths of water as lists of animals and then numbers seemed to float upward on a video screen. With a nuclear holocaust, only the cockroaches would survive. With rising water, might the survivors be numbers? But in our hyper-digital age, those possibly salvageable numbers could contain digitized art. And there is a precedent for that. Music that was thought to be lost in the 16th century actually turned up in recycled book bindings thanks to thrifty-minded printers. Entire pieces were reconstructed from those shreds. Decades of Broadway show scores thought to be lost turned up in a warehouse in Secaucus, New Jersey. What's gone isn't always gone, but we may have to look hard in some highly unlikely places.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.